Ich habe Unterweisung gemacht. A house thief looking for excitement. Joy is in places of the place. And to the one side,
we saw the minister talking in the church
of God.
And on the other side, he saw those that had had the experience
of being with Christ.
And when the name of God was mentioned,
the things of religion came too close, he became uncomfortable and went away. Did he not then laugh at the things of God,
at the manifestations of Christ himself? And did not God, even as Christ knelt in the garden, did not God see that which Harry was doing to his son? Then was their anger aroused? Then Christ looked up in the garden, and he saw the one called Bill. And he saw one at an early age who knew the things of God. He saw one that at an early age committed his life to the service of Christ. And yet he saw in that very life one who knew God. He saw in that very life the drinking, the seeking thrills and excitement, the sin, the rejection of God, the avoiding of things of Christ and doing his will. Did this not come as a slap in the face, even spitting in the face of the Christ, who was his Redeemer? And see in thy mind's eye, how great was that agony, the holding back. How easy it would have been for him to lash out and say, God, depart from thee. You don't deserve to come to the kingdom. You're rejecting everything I stand for. We see, though, that Christ, bringing love to bear in his heart, lifted his hands and refused the temptation to anger. Oh, children, understand this. These words from the lips of the Master himself. Now, my sons, if you could have seen my countenance as I knelt in the garden, you would have seen the sweat of a laborer pour from the brow, from the agony I suffered for your sin. But my son, Bill, Tony, Harry, realize this, that the sweat that fell from my brow was not as the sweat that falls from your brow when tired, for the agony was this great that I sweat great drops of blood for you, for thy sin.
Oh, Master.
You ask, how can I love one who would reject and laugh at my Lord? Now, my servant, if I can love him, how is it you cannot? I was the one who suffered.
underestimating
Now, my brothers, thou hast heard the words of the Master, and it has been given, blessed are those who walk with him and hear his voice. Study those things of love and know how you may love the brethren. For as you see sin in your brother, you see what thou hast been thine own self. No one you speak to of the words of Christ will be guilty of anything that you have not yourself been guilty of. How then can you be angry with him for rejecting what you yourself rejected? But realize this, when you lift your voice to speak words of Christ, and people mock and laugh in return, thou hast recourse in thy heart to realize that Christ has made a promise. Can you doubt that promise? For Christ has said to you, when you speak my name, I will use it. I will not let my word return unto me void. How can this bring anger? Use your thoughts. Mind is the builder. And realize when someone laughs, you can smile and say, my brother, today you reject, but tomorrow you will accept, because my Lord promised me you would. This then is the overcoming.
Wow.
We are through for now.
Thank you, my brothers.
Right.